Idahoans are in mourning after the death of four-term Governor Cecil Andrus. He was 85 years old, just one day shy of his 86th birthday. The Democrat died late Thursday night. Frankie Barnhill has this remembrance.
We still have uncluttered landscapes. We have plenty of opportunity to hunt, to fish, to hike, or just to sit on the side of a mountain and watch a fluffy white cloud go across the sky.
Preserving Idaho's clean air and water for generations to come. Cecil Andrus, for all of Idaho.
Over four decades, Idaho became quite familiar with messages like this. But before he served as governor and interior secretary, Cecil Andrus, known to many as just Cece, came from humble beginnings in Hood River, Oregon. Born August 25, 1931, Andrus was a Depression baby. His father used to hook up their car battery to the family radio so they could listen to President Roosevelt's fireside chats. After some time in the Navy during the Korean War, he and his wife Carol moved to the timber town of Orfino, Idaho, where Andrus became a logger. Gary Moncrief with Boise State University says that part of his life was formative for his political career.
He was a guy in northern Idaho that was a guy working with his hands. That was a fairly common trait, particularly among Democrats because of the union movement in northern Idaho.
And like many young Democrats in his generation, Andrus was inspired by John F. Kennedy. So in 1960, he ran against a Republican incumbent for the Idaho State House and won.
You know, this is a guy who understood politics extremely well. And in a period in which he was always a minority party governor, he was pretty successful.
Andrus was a Democrat during a time in Idaho politics when the partisan divide was a lot narrower. The first time he was elected governor was in 1970, and he made conservation and the environment a key part of his political career. Here he is during his third inaugural address at the state capitol.
Of course we must make use of the wealth and our resources, but if we abuse the land, the water, and the air, we will have befouled forever the gift that we must leave to those who follow us.
After winning re-election in 1974, Andrus was asked to go to Washington and lead the Interior Department. As a member of President Jimmy Carter's cabinet, the Idaho politician found himself embroiled in a number of controversies, including the national gas shortage crisis. During a 2011 interview with Idaho Public Television, Andrus said that his proudest accomplishment was steering the preservation of more than 100 million acres in Alaska.
But at the same time, we opened up 254 million acres for development and other utilization. So it was a balancing act, and it has been seen then as an intrusion by some. Today it's being seen as preservation.
But although he worked for the federal government for a stint, this didn't stop Andrus from taking on the Department of Energy over storing nuclear waste in Idaho. In a bold move in 1988, the governor ordered the most imposing state trooper his staff could find to block a train full of radioactive waste from reaching the Idaho National Laboratory. He ordered state police to hold the waste in Blackfoot, though the legal authority to do so was dubious. Mark Johnson, a senior staffer at the time, recalls his conversation with the governor.
Yeah, I remember he said to me, I think I will just tell them that they can't bring any more stuff in until they start taking stuff out. And I said, do you really have the legal authority to do that? He said, arguably not, but I certainly have the moral authority, and let them try to stop me.
The stunt worked, and the Department of Energy backed off, at least for a while, and the story was splashed across newspapers, including the New York Times. Andrus remained an avid outdoorsman through his entire life, hunting, hiking, and rafting all around the state. He led President Carter and his wife Rosalyn on a float trip down the Middle Fork of the Salmon River. And during one memorable elk hunting trip in 1991, he was kicked in the head by his own pack mule. He also stayed deeply involved in Democratic politics, introducing then-presidential candidate Barack Obama to a boisterous Boise crowd in 2008. But throughout his career, he maintained that his favorite role was leading the Gem State.
The best job that I've ever had is being governor of the state of Idaho, because you're the person in charge of driving the train. You're the CEO, and you've got to get it done.
And to Mark Johnson, the life of his former boss is now inextricably linked to the history of the state.
He was a great guy to work for, has a wonderful family, and he loved Idaho. He really, really loved Idaho. And I think the people returned that affection.
For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.
The public lying in state ceremony will happen at noon next Wednesday in the Capitol Rotunda, followed by a public memorial for Cecil Andrus Thursday at Boise State University.